Good morning and welcome to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament here from the Sanford Center in Bemidji, Minnesota. Kelly Schultz with you, normally on the Beaver Radio Network. Today I'm on the Paul Bunyan Hockey Network, I guess you could say. Online, of course, you can follow the Paul Bunyan Hockey Tournament on their website, paulbunyanhockey.com, and on their Twitter account, PBIHT. We'll be here all day broadcasting each of the championship games. First up is the Headwaters Championship between Bismarck White and Fargo Black. We'll run through how these two teams got to this point. Bismarck White opened up their weekend here, falling to Bemidji 3-1 in the first game. Of course, the Bemidji PWAs will be playing in the championship game, the last game of today. Not a bad score against one of the better teams in this tournament. The Bismarck White team also lost to Minot that first day 3-2. A very close game for this Bismarck White PWA team. And then the following day, they would lose to Champlain Park 5-3. Another close game, but a high-scoring game for Bismarck. But later would redeem themselves by beating the red team from Bismarck 4-2. That is the game that put them into the Headwaters Championship game here against Fargo Black. Fargo, the black team, opened up their weekend against Fort Francis, tying them 3-3. And then later on the Friday afternoon, would lose to Hermantown 8-2. Then yesterday in the game two of the weekend, the Fargo Black team would lose to Egan 9-3, but then return to the ice to beat Wayzata 8-5. Some high-scoring games there for this Fargo Black team. We'll see which team prevails here in about 4 minutes. So we get you our starting lineups. And a special thank you to all of our great sponsors here today on our webcast. Coca-Cola, Arctic Spas, Iron Horse Bar, Northwest Tire, Walker Power Equipment, McDonald's, Higgins, and Rogers Two-Way. Also special thank you to RP Broadcasting for being the media sponsor of this tournament this morning. Of course, we'll continue through the afternoon here, but our Headwaters Championship game coming up in moments between Bismarck White and Fargo Black.
Here at Arctic Spas of Bemidji, we're reminded to say thank you. Thank you to everyone who's been a customer, partner, neighbor, and friend. It's no exaggeration to say we depend on you for our success. So it's our pledge and desire to provide the best service and products with sincere warmth and courtesy all year long. That's our New Year's resolution, to keep doing our best just for you. Happy holidays from Arctic Spas of Bemidji.
Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Refrigeration would like to wish all the teams playing in the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament the best of luck and hope you're enjoying your stay in the Bemidji area. The Paul Bunyan Hockey Tournament provides the fun and excitement for our young players to show off their skills, play competitively, and just have fun. We at Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Refrigeration proudly support the Bemidji Youth Hockey Association for all the hard work they do to make our youth hockey program a success. Have a safe and enjoyable weekend.
The Coca-Cola Bottling Company welcomes everyone to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament and wishes the best to all the teams playing this year. We proudly support our youth hockey program and the Bemidji Youth Hockey Association for all the hard work they do to help young players learn the fundamentals of hockey, promote teamwork, and fair play. We hope that all of our visiting teams have the opportunity to enjoy the area and the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Good luck from everyone at Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Bemidji.
Bemidji State men's and women's basketball teams putting their games on ice January 9th and 10th. Join the Beavers as they host Minnesota Duluth and St. Cloud State for a special four-game NSIC weekend of hoops at the Sanford Center. Tickets for the special event begin at $10 for adults, $5 for youth, reserved courtside seats just $15. Or better yet, get a seat in a suite for just $20 per day. Get your tickets at the Sanford Center box office today and join BSU basketball at the Sanford Center January 9th and 10th.
Corner Sports and Seven Clans Casino present the Bemidji Outdoor Sports Show at the Sanford Center, February 4th through the 6th. See and save on the newest boats, guns, ATVs, fish houses, pontoon boats, dock systems, and more. Visit with resort guides and outfitters to plan your next trip. Attend a seminar to learn how to harvest more fish and game. Plus, win a guided fishing trip on Lake of the Woods, courtesy of the outfitters. Details at BemidjiSportsShow.com. The Bemidji Outdoor Sports Show, sponsored by Bemidji Sports Center and Resort Marine, February 4th through the 6th at the Sanford Center in Bemidji.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center here in Bemidji, Minnesota. Thanks for joining me for the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. A lot of history here in this tournament. Some NFL, NHLers play in this tournament as well. We will get you our starting lineups here in just a moment. Both teams head to their respective benches. The Headwaters Championship game between Bismarck White and Fargo Black. Coming up during each of our intermissions, you'll hear from John Carlson and Neil Huey. They have been part of this tournament for quite a few years. They will tell you a little bit more about the history of the tournament. One of the biggest and best Pee Wee A tournaments in the country.
Welcome to the 2016 Headwaters Bracket Championship game between the visitor on the scoreboard, Fargo Black, and the home team on the scoreboard, the Bismarck White Capitals. Here are your starting lineups, starting first with Fargo. In goal, number one, Ryan Robison. Starting on defense, number 40, Tyler Wisegram. Also on defense, number 14, Lars Hager. Starting at forward, number 3, Owen Bartz. Starting on forward, number 5, Dylan Tostenson. And starting at forward, number 18, Brendan Richards. And now for your Capitals. Starting in goal, number 30, Logan Hendrickson. Starting at defense, number 4, Caleb Moore. And at the other defense, number 6, Miles Stiefel. At forward, number 13, Ethan Brown. Another forward, number 15, Quinn Roston. And number 19, Alex Samardzik. Now, if everybody would please rise, remove your hats for the playing of our national anthems.
Thank you.
Headwaters Championship game here, broadcast on the web, paulbunyanhockey.com, courtesy of the Beaver Radio Network, home of Bemidji State University sports broadcasts. We will get you our opening face-off here between Bismarck White and Fargo Black. Out at center ice will be Alex Samardzik facing off against Owen Bartz. Bartz wins the draw. He'll try to collect it out at center. Instead, it's picked up by Samardzik. He'll carry it in. Drives that one just past the goal line on the far post. Centering pass intercepted. That'll toss off of a skater. Picked up in the near corner by Fargo. They try to clear it out behind the goal for Fargo. Lars Hager, unable to clear, finally gets it out to center ice. And that'll be sent in over the blue line. Not for long, however, as Ethan Brown will carry it up the ice. In on the left wing side, fires that one toward the goalie. And it'll be covered up there by Ryan Robison of Fargo Black. Black team is coached by Chad Weisgram. Assistant coaches are Dusty Tostenson and Mike Grothman. Managers are Stacy Stibbe. And the Bemidji Squirt Escort this weekend has been Wyatt Corrington. Fargo Black inside their own zone. The faceoff was won there by Remington Richardson of the Bismarck White team. Sent over to the near wall. Popped. Nice pass there by the Fargo Black team. Intercepted, however, and we'll get an offside call as that one came out, touched the stick of Easton Rarick, and bounced right back out of the blue line. Face-off won by Crew Walker of Bismarck. He'll carry it in on the far side as Bismarck skates from my left to right here to start this game. They're wearing white jerseys and navy blue breezers, white socks. Fargo Black team in black breezers with royal blue jerseys, white letters on the back of their jerseys. Fun to see the Fargo Black team with the last name across the back of their jerseys. Don't see that very often in Pee Wee hockey. Kind of fun. Kids feel like they're big time when they got their name across the back. Of course, it's more important is the name across the front. And another offside call as that one's touched up by Liam Steidel. ...15-11 to play here in the first period. Still scoreless hockey here in the Headwaters Championship game. Carried in by Fargo. That was Sam Suppis. Now picked up by Fargo. Shot toward the net by Stibbe. That one went off the blocker of the goaltender, Logan Hendrickson. Now a scrum right inside the crease. It was covered up briefly there by the goaltender. He'll finally put his glove down on it, and Bismarck's Logan Hendrickson comes up with a big save there for his team. Bismarck White, coached by Andrew Newman. Assistant coaches are Mike Walker and Dennis Bedeau. Managers are Holly Hendrickson, and this weekend their Bemidji Squirt Escort is Ashton Niemi. Another nice play there by Hendrickson as he stops Baron Stibbe. Face off again inside Bismarck territory. It'll be carried out by Quinn Rosten. Fired up the ice. That one finds the stick of Ethan Brown. Brown shoots that one. It was stopped there by the goalie, Ryan Robison of Fargo. Into the near corner. Picked up by Fargo. They'll clear it out to center ice. Onto the stick of Kiefer Long. He'll drive that one to the back wall. Picked up now by Tyler Weisgram. Skating around. And picked up now by Fargo. They'll carry it out of their zone. Up the ice comes Owen Bartz. Bartz with some speed. He'll drive it around the boards to the back wall. Picked up there by Kiefer Long. Long sends it to the back wall. Picked up by Alex Samardzik. Over to the far half boards. And Fargo Black tries to keep it in play. They'll drive it to the goal line. It's deflected wide. And now Bismarck, unable to clear it out of their zone. Richards with the puck. He'll drive it to the back wall. Picked up now by Tostenson. Tostenson battles for the puck. Gets a couple of Capitals that are trying to battle for it as well. At the back wall again. Behind the net of Hendrickson. Over to the far side. The centering pass. Nearly broken up, but kept in play there by Dylan Terrelson. Over to the near corner, Owen Bartz. Battle for the puck. That one's going to sail all the way up the ice. It's a foot race, and icing will be called against the Capitals from Bismarck. 12:37 to play here in our opening period of hockey between Bismarck and Fargo. Both of these two cities had two separate teams that showed up for this tournament. Kind of fun to see good support by two Dakota cities, Fargo and Bismarck. Of course, the Bismarck white team making it, Fargo's black team making it to the Headwaters Championship game here this morning. Bright and early. Good way to start off the new year. Inside Bismarck territory along the near wall. That one will be cleared up the ice. Nice job there by Colton Birch. Fargo will clear it out. Nice passing there. By the Fargo Black team. Bismarck will carry it back into Fargo territory. At the back wall is Miles Stifel. Puck was intercepted by Fargo. They'll carry it out to center ice. Up the ice comes Gavin Belvich. They'll fire that one just wide of the net of Hendrickson. Kicked aside. Picked up, though, by Bismarck, and the Capitals will try to exit their zone. Nice, long, rink-wide pass by Hoffman. And a shot fired right out in front. Oh, covered up there by the goaltender, Ryan Robison. Nice shot taken by Dawson Shirley. A forward from Bismarck. Robison comes up big, still scoreless here with 10:58 to play in our first period. A game number one of our Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament Championship Day. Speeding up the ice, Brendan Richards. Richards tried to center that one, was looking for Bartz. Now out in front, shot taken by Tostenson. That one was deflected. Bart's unable to hang on and back the other way. Up the ice, here comes Alex Samardzik. Samardzik with the puck right up the slot. Kick save made there by Robison. Nice play. A shot and a goal. Deflection. That one went off of the back of Robison, and Bismarck goes up 1-0. Bismarck's Capitals taking the lead over the Fargo Freeze with 10:27 to play here. We'll get you the scoring here in just a minute once the PA announcer makes the call. Another shot right up the slot taken by Bismarck. The Capitals putting on lots of pressure. Back the other way, here comes Fargo. Bartz tries to slide that one through the crease. Richards could not get the shot off. He'll collect it in the corner. Centering pass out in front. Big play there by the defenseman.
And this is the first period. Pittsburgh goal scored by number 19, Alex Sorensen. Assisted by number 15, Quinn Robinson. Sorensen for Robinson at 6:33.
6:33, the time of the goal. Samardzic from Roston. One nothing our score here in the first period. Another blast. That was a blast by Colton Birch right up the slot for the Capitals. They'll try to get control of the puck. Mason Meyer tries to backhand that one and ended up in the far corner at the blue line. Nice pass by Stifel. Found Moore to the back wall. Meyer. Meyer tried to center that one from behind the net. Hit the back of the net. Big collision there at the back wall. Kept in play on the near side by Caleb Moore. We're going to get our first penalty of the day as Bismarck's Logan Hendrickson headed off to the bench, and going into the penalty box for Fargo Freeze will be Tyler Weisgram. One nothing Bismarck Capitals over the Fargo Freeze here in game one, opening period of hockey.
All minor for checking has been assessed to Fargo's number 40, Tyler Weisgram. Weisgram for checking at 7:40.
Hard to keep track of time. I'm used to 20-minute periods, not 17, as I normally broadcast Bemidji State University women's hockey. Today, doing Pee Wee A hockey. These kids are pretty fast. Another big save there by Robinson. He got some help from his defenseman, Dane Sturlugson. What a play there. Kept in at the blue line, though, by Caleb Moore. He'll find Kiefer Long with a shot. Pad save made there by Ryan Robinson. They're not keeping track of shots on net, but I will tell you this. There have been a lot of shots on net by this Bismarck Capital team. Fired all the way up the ice. It'll be played aside by Logan Hendrickson, the goaltender for the Capitals, and carried up the ice by Alex Samardzic. Samardzic with the first goal of the game. Shot fired there by Colton Birch on the right side of the blue line. Kept in at the blue line briefly by Long. It'll be fired up the ice. Penalty still with 50 seconds left on the penalty time to Fargo's Tyler Weisgram. So Bismarck on the first power play of the day. Birch fires that one toward the net. Robinson comes up huge. Got a little help there from one of his defensemen, Dane Sturlugson. Another shot in the goal right from the blue line. I believe Kiefer Long will get credit for that one. It might have gotten tipped in. We'll get you the official scoring, but another goal there for Bismarck. A power play goal. And we'll get the official PA announcement here briefly. There's was 22 seconds left on the power play. Fargo trying to set something up. Instead, they turn the puck over at their own blue line.
Bismarck, power play goal, scored by number 2, Crew Walker. Assisted by number 5, Kiefer Long. Walker from Long.
It was tipped in by Walker. Long with the initial shot at the blue line. A power play goal. That puts Bismarck up 2-0. Here comes Bismarck again up the ice. Birch tried to get the shot off. It was stopped there by Lyers Hager, the defenseman for the freeze. Fargo struggling to get the puck out of their zone. Finally pop it out to center ice. Instead, it's intercepted by Ryan Grothman. Caleb Moore. Moore with a long rink-wide pass out at neutral ice. Carried in on the left-wing side. Shot fired in. Robinson thought he had it. They whistled the play dead, even though the puck was still loose. 5:50 to play here. Bismarck leads. Goals by Samardzic and Walker. Assists by Roston and Long here today. 2-0. Bismarck leads in the first. Shot right up the slot was taken by Dawson Shirley. Puck will be collected by Easton Rarick. They'll clear it out. Nice play. Up the ice comes Liam Steidel. Steidel drives it to the back wall behind the net of Hendrickson. Chasing it down on the near side was Terrelson. His shot went wide of the far post. Driven back the other way here on the near half wall. Stopped by Terrelson. Nice play at the blue line. Unfortunately, didn't last long. Have to chase it down inside their own zones. The Freeze come up with a puck. Dane Sturluxen fires it ahead. Finds Easton Rarick. Driven back behind the net of Robinson. Picked up now by Samardzic of the Bismarck Capitals. Intercepted by Baron Stibbe. He'll drive it ahead. Finds the stick of Gavin Balvich. Balvich winds up and fires. That one sails wide. Supps trying to line that one up for Stibbe. And now the Capitals try to bring it into the offensive zone. They're stopped at the blue line briefly. Picked up now by the Freeze. And shot fired high. Galvin Belvich fired that one right into the glove of Logan Hendrickson of the Bismarck Capitals. 2-0 Bismarck leads. 3:56 to play here in the first. Face off left circle. Bartz won the draw. Sends it back to Hager. Hager drives that one all the way around the boards to the right half wall. That one's going to get past Stibbe, and it'll be carried out. To center ice. Picked up out at neutral ice. And driven. Into Capitals territory. And we get a penalty this time against the Bismarck Capitals. That gives Fargo Black their first power play of the day.
With 3:17 left in the first, a 2-minute minor for holding has been assessed to Bismarck's number 10, Colton Birch. 2 minutes holding.
So a power play for the Fargo Black team. Chasing the puck all the way up the ice was Remington Richardson. Bartz with the puck along the near wall. He'll slide it to the blue line for Hager. And Bismarck able to clear it all the way up the ice. Minute 15 left on the penalty to Bismarck's Colton Birch. Nice centering pass. That one's going to be tipped aside. Big play there by Dawson Shirley. And Bismarck Bartz winds up and fires, tried to get the upper shoulder of Hendrickson. And popped too high, up and over the crossbar. At the back wall. Nice play there. Hager winds up and fires. That one was blocked. Another shot. Top of the right circle. And it'll be cleared again by Bismarck. Chasing it all the way up the ice was Dawson Shirley. ...20 seconds left on the power play for Fargo. Another shot. Nice play there. And nice save by Hendrickson. Ryan Grothman came up with a really big shot on net from the near circle. Seven seconds left on the power play for Fargo. Fargo keeps
Bismarck,
the play alive.
Full strength.
Steidel winds up and fires. That one went wide. Picked up now by Rarick. Rarick skates around to the front. Puck is shot there by Steidel again. Liam Steidel sends it back to the blue line.
1 minute remaining in the first period.
Terrelson drives it around the boards to the far wall. It'll be stopped there. Nice play there by Fargo. Dane Sturlickson. Out to center and all the way up the ice into Bismarck or Fargo territory. And Bismarck gets called for icing the puck. We'll get a face-off inside Capital territory. Here in the Headwaters Championship game, Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament at the Sanford Center in Bemidji, Minnesota. Bismarck wins the draw. It was Crew Walker. Colton Birch carries it into the offensive zone. Slid right up the slot, bouncing puck. Robinson thought he had it. Got some help there from his defenseman. It was Hager that helped him out. Nice play there by Fargo. 8 seconds left in the opening period of hockey. Supps gets pushed into the boards at the near side of the blue line, and that's going to do it for period number one. Period number one in the books. We take a break. We'll come back with our scoring summary here. That is next. You're listening to the Headwaters Championship game, Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament, here on paulbunyanhockey.com.
Welcome to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament from all of us at McDonald's. We hope that all of our visiting teams and their families are enjoying the Bemidji area. And we invite you to visit us for breakfast, lunch, or dinner at one of our two convenient locations. We proudly support Bemidji Youth Hockey Association for all their hard work in making the game of hockey fun for our young players and the values of good sportsmanship. Good luck in the tournament from all of us at McDonald's. We're loving it.
Enhance your outdoor lifestyle with a great family gift from Lakes Area Power Sports of Walker. Lakes Area is your all-season sports shop specializing in ATVs, side-by-sides, and snowmobiles. Choose from the top brands with cutting-edge technology and the hottest new styles. Find the recreational vehicle made for you at a great price. Lakes Area also sells all your parts and accessories with a fully certified service department. Find your new recreational vehicle at Lakes Area Power Sports, 1.5 miles north of Walker on 371. Are you ready for winter driving? The snow and ice? Choose the right tires. Nokian Tires from Northwest Tire. Nokian Tires have multi-tread design for stability, making them the world's best winter tire. Nokian Tires, perfect for all weather conditions. Plus, now save $10 on batteries in the service department or get other service coupons at nwtire.com. Nokian Tires and Northwest Tire, where safety begins. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Northwest Tire.
Welcome back to our coverage of the Headwaters Championship game. Both teams back out on the ice. A very brief intermission. Of course, they do that at these games. And they switch sides. So Fargo will be skating from my left to right. Bismarck defending the right end of the ice here at the Sanford Center. Kelly Schultz with you, normally on the Beaver Radio Network. Voice of the number 5 ranked Bemidji State University women's hockey team this year. Has been a very fun year. Of course, Beaver men got off to a great start last night with a 6-5 overtime win in Fairbanks. Bismarck with the puck. Richardson still with it at the back wall. Tried to center it from the far side of the goal line. That one was intercepted, though, by Owen Bartz. Up the ice comes Dylan Hostinson. He'll fire a shot. That sailed wide as well. And Bismarck will carry it right back out of their zone. Stifle sends it in over the blue line. Continues to carry the puck. Backhanded shot just goes wide in the near post. Out at neutral ice, Terrelson fires it ahead. Was looking for Steidel. That one went off of his skate and ended up on the stick of Kiefer Long. Long skates around a man. Shoots that one. Stick save made by Robison. Puck will sail all the way up the ice, collected by Sean Korsmo. He's unable to clear. It's kept in there by Steidel. Steidel lines up and fires another shot. Going for the shoulder was Easton Rurick. Nice play there by the goalie, Hendrickson, to come up with that save. As Rurick went high, up close and personal as well. Very nice shot. Some great goaltending. 2-0 Bismarck here in the second period. 2 minutes, 5 seconds in. Again, looking back on the first period, the Bismarck Capitals got on the board first at 6:33 to make it 1-0. It was Samardzik from Roston. They would add to that with a power play goal. Shot from the blue line by Long and tipped in by Walker. A power play goal made it 2-0. Dostin Shirley with a shot, centering pass. That one will be collected by Gavin Balvich. Balvich skates it up the ice, gets past one player. Balvich still with a puck, shoots high. That one sails over the crossbar. Nice idea there by Balvich. It'll be picked up at the back wall by the Capitals. Jackson Hoffman clears it ahead. Nice long pass. That finds Mason Meyer. Meyer with a puck at the goal line, shot toward Robison. He'll cover it up for the save. 2-0 Bismarck White Capitals against the Fargo Black Freeze. As I mentioned earlier, both teams, respective cities, with a couple of teams here this weekend. The Fargo had the Fargo Blue team and the Fargo Black team. The Bismarck crew had the Bismarck White team, which is here, and Bismarck Red team. So a couple of teams representing each city. Out to center ice, carried into Bismarck territory there by Brendan Richards. Richards, his shot was intercepted, and up the ice comes Ethan Brown. Brown a forward in on the right wing side. And we get a penalty coming up. Interference, I believe. And that'll be called against Ethan Brown. He'll head to the penalty box for Bismarck, and we'll get the official.
With 13:31 left in the second period, a two-minute penalty has been assessed to Bismarck's number 13, Ethan Brown. 2 minutes for slashing.
So slashing, not interference. That will be the call. Minute 52 left in the power play time for the Fargo Freeze. Black team here in the Headwaters Championship game. Shot there by Dylan Tostenson from the near side. That one sailed wide of the far post. Puck was intercepted by Quinn Roston and fired all the way up the ice. Fargo will pick up the puck again and try to get their power play going. Tostenson, nice flip up ahead to Ryan Grothman. Grothman fires that one, and it's held on to by Logan Hendrickson of the Capitals. Thanks to our great sponsors of our broadcast here today, Coca-Cola, Arctic Spas, the Iron Horse Bar, Northwest Tire, Walker Power Equipment, McDonald's, and Higgins Heating and Air Conditioning, along with Rogers Two-Way here in Bemidji. Ooh, big collision at the back wall. Minute four left in the power play for Fargo. Puck is collected by Bolvich. He'll send it back to the blue line for Terrelson. Terrelson fires that one up the ice, and they wave off the goal as it was held onto by Logan Hendrickson. Forty-six seconds left on the penalty time to Bismarck's Ethan Brown. Got called for slashing. Driven around the boards to the near wall and fired all the way up the ice by Bismarck. Nice penalty kill there. Terrelson's going to come up with the puck. Stop and skated away from Dawson Shirley. Stibbe fired it out to center. He's intercepted by Bismarck's Mason Meyer. Stibbe will carry the puck into the offensive zone. That was Baron Stibbe. It's a cool name. Cool hockey.
Bismarck, full strength.
Bismarck back to full strength. Fargo still with the puck inside the offensive zone. Not for long. Well, maybe. Looked like they were going to clear it out. Instead, they Fargo got a big play there by Dane Sturlugson. Battled for the puck and tried to drive it toward the net. Now here comes Bismarck up the ice inside Fargo territory. Sturlugson again with a big play. Rarick carried it out to neutral ice. Got bumped off of it, but Stettle will come up with it. Stettle sent it to the back wall. It was intercepted. Now over to the near corner of Bismarck territory. Fired all the way up the ice. And icing will be called against Bismarck. Looking back on last year's Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament champions. Champion of this Headwaters bracket was Egan last year. Get a new champion this year between Fargo and Bismarck. Of course, Bismarck leading 2-0 here with 10:27 to play in the second period. Game one of our our complete day of four games, eight teams. Of 16 teams that made it to the tournament, 8 get to play in a championship bracket. How about that? Don't think that happens many other places. Some collisions out there at neutral ice. No penalties called. A couple of tripping issues. A couple of players from each team went down in a heap out there at neutral ice. They're going to just let them play on. Two nothing Bismarck. outside the Bismarck blue line. Faceoff was won by Grothman. .9:25 to play here in the second, 2-0. Nice play at center ice by Terrelson. Off the ice comes Valvich. Bellfire shot, that sails wide to the near corner. Fargo Freeze controlling the offense here in this second period. Good battle for the puck by Sturluxen on the near half boards. Stippy comes to help, as does Grothman. Blasted up the slot by Balvich, and that one was stopped. Picked up now by Caleb Moore. He'll skate it up the ice in on the right wing side to the corner. Moore gets a little help there from his teammate Jackson Hoffman. Hoffman tries to line that one up in the slot. No one home except for blue jerseys. Dane Sturluxen fires it ahead for Stibby. Driven around the boards to the back wall behind the net of Logan Hendrickson, the goaltender for Bismarck. And carried up the ice now by Quinn Rostin. And over the blue line, dropped off. Nice play there by the Capitals. Shot fired by Zamardzik. He's already got one goal here today. Try to get his second one there. 2-0 Bismarck, 8:05 to play in the second period. Another nice play, shot blasted by Samardzik. That one was a blocker save by Robison. Long tried to get one toward the net, that sailed wide. Fargo will clear it ahead. Sent to the back wall. Rarick battles for the puck. Collected by Bismarck, they'll drive it around the boards. Nice pass there by Rostin. Ahead to Brown. Brown drops that one off. Another nice play there, but backhanded by Samardzik, just missing the net. Stopped at the far post and held onto by Robison. A couple players go down in a heap, and we'll get a stoppage with 7:20 to play here in the second period. Still 2-0 Bismarck Capitals over the Fargo Black Freeze. Face off, right circle, was won by Owen Bartz of Fargo. And we get an offside as that one popped back into Fargo territory. Get a face off just outside of the Fargo blue line. Again, Bartz to face off against Walker. Bartz won the draw. He's good at the face off dot, I've noticed so far. Long ring wide pass to Tostenson. To the back wall. Fargo trying to get on the board here. A little over halfway through the second period. Bismarck will clear it and carry it up the ice. Remington Richardson fires a shot. Stopped there by Robison. Kept in by Walker briefly. Walker sends it back in. Richardson again fires a shot toward the net. Stick save made by Robison. Looking for the wraparound was Richardson. And a tripping call against Kiefer Long will give Fargo another power play. This is their second power play chance of the day.
With 6:16 remaining in the second period, a 2-minute penalty has been assessed to Bismarck's number 5, Kiefer Long. 2 minutes for tripping.
Long for tripping. Minute 49 left in the power play. Fargo's Sturluxen winds up and fires. Another blocked shot for the Capitals. Now Stibbe winds up. That one was blocked. Another shot. Glove save made there by Logan Hendrickson. Two nothing Bismarck. Fargo with a power play here, trying to get on the board. Bismarck clears it out to center. It's intercepted by Tyler Weisgram. They were trying to go the distance and didn't. Nice pass there by Grothman. Ahead to Balvich. He'll wind up. That one was blocked. Round to the near corner. Stiefel comes up with it for Bismarck, and he'll drive it all the way up the ice. At the back wall is Sturlaugsson. He'll fire it ahead as the Fargo Freeze try to get on the board. Bartz slides that ahead. They'll collect the puck off the back wall. Backhanded shot. The rebound collected by Bismarck. Caleb Moore, the defenseman, coming up with a big play. Now Bartz winds up and fans on the shot. 4:43 left to play here in the second period. Big saves there by Robison. Ryan Robison, the goaltender for Fargo. Shorthanded chances there by Bismarck. Here comes Bartz looking to put that one in. And the puck will sail out to neutral ice. 5 seconds left in the extra attacker for Fargo.
Bismarck, full strength.
Still 2-0 Bismarck. Fargo unable to get a power play goal. They've had two chances here so far this morning. Also this afternoon. It's still morning. Almost 10 o'clock this morning. Here comes Steidel. In over the far side of the blue line. Nice pass. Shot blasted toward the net. Stopped there by Hendrickson. That was a nice play by Easton Rarick. Back inside Fargo territory. Capitals control. Caleb Moore. Actually, that's Kiefer Long in the corner. Over to the far wall. I'll say this much. Bismarck has a little bit of height on this Fargo team, but you'd never know it by the way Fargo is playing. They're a pretty strong group of youngsters. And not looking at the height factor, you'd never notice it, but they got some kids on their team that are a little smaller than those kids from Bismarck. Then again, you look at size in college hockey, and that doesn't always mean anything. Look at the Fitzgerald triplets from Bemidji State. They're about 5'6" to 5'8", and they're pretty fast. They speed around some of those bigger defensemen. Fargo's Grothman had won the draw, sent it into the offensive zone. The back wall, Grothman again with the puck. He'll play it over to Stibbe. Battle at the back wall. Grothman tries to center that one. Instead, it was intercepted. It'll be carried right back in by Stibbe. Capitals will clear it right back out to center. Balvich drives it deep into Bismarck territory. 2:17 left to play here in the second. 2-0 Bismarck leading here in the Headwaters Championship game. The Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament, a 16-team tournament, and 8 teams making it to the championship brackets. 4 games broadcast here today on paulbunyanhockey.com. This is game 1 between the Fargo Black Freeze and the Bismarck White Capitals. 2-0 Bismarck leading here with just under two to play in the second period. Bartz will race up the ice, drives it deep into Bismarck territory. Nice battle over there by Brennan Richards. To the near side, Dane Sturlagen. Centering pass from the back wall by Costinson, just missing Bartz, and the Capitals will clear it ahead. Here comes Meyer. Mason Meyer winds up and fires. Stopped there by Robison and covered up for a save by the Fargo Freeze goaltender. We still have the Blue Ox consolation at 10:45 a.m., then the Lumberjack consolation at 12:30 this afternoon, and then at 2:30, the big championship consolation between Bemidji Pee-wee A's and St. Cloud. St. Cloud is the reigning champ from last year. They'll be defending their championship against the home team, the host team, I should say. Nice play there by Fargo to clear it out to center. Unfortunately, it went just a little too far. They get called for icing. I'll get a face-off in the left circle of Freeze territory. Walker will take his spot there at the face-off dot and face-off against Liam Steidel. Steidel won the draw.
1 minute remaining in the second period. 1 minute.
Fired back around and to the far wall. Up the ice, here comes Steidel again. Sent into the offensive zone. Centering pass there for Rarick. Just missing. Nice play there by Fargo. Hager kept it inside the offensive zone briefly. It'll be carried right back out by Richardson of the Bismarck Capitals. But in on the left wing side, his shot blocked. Nice play by Steidel. Steidel. Kept in at the blue line by the Capitals. Colton Birch. Weisgram with the puck for Fargo. Trying to pop it free. It's at the back wall. Picked up now by Koo Walker. Walker inside the left circle. His shot just missing wide. And that will do it for period number two. No scoring in that period. We look back on the first period, and there were two goals scored by Bismarck. One at the 6:33 mark from Alex Samardzik, scoring the first goal. The assist going to Quinn Roston. That made it 1-0. Then a power play goal a little later by Crew Walker. Of course, it was all started by Kiefer Long at the blue line. And that made it a 2-0 game. And that's where we sit. Both those goals scored in the first period. A couple of penalties called as well. Three to be exact. And only one power play goal scored. That one, the second goal by Bismarck. That will do it for period number two. We get an intermission here while they resurface the ice, and we get a chance to thank our fine sponsors of today's broadcast here.
No, I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
No one should ever drink and drive, but your friends at Iron Horse Bar and Grill know the holidays can bring temptation. That's why they are urging everyone to be safe. If you are going to drink at that Christmas or New Year's party, then don't get behind the wheel. Employ a designated driver, call a taxi, or get a ride from someone who's sober. And if you're sober, be a friend and take the keys. We want everyone to be merry and safe for the holidays. A sober wish from the cheerful hearts at Iron Horse Bar and Grill.
Getting into your car in the summer heat or dead of winter can be unbearable.
Why not get into a comfortable vehicle today with an AstroStart remote car starter from Rogers Two-Way Radio in Bemidji? Start your car from up to a half mile away, unlock doors and trunks, and with a smartphone, track your car's location and run your AstroStart from anywhere. But don't trust anyone to put in your remote. Trust the trained technicians at Rogers Two-Way Radio. Learn more or schedule an appointment. Call Rogers Two-Way Radio today at 751-3077.
Corner Sports and Seven Clans Casino present the Bemidji Outdoor Sports Show at the Sanford Center, February 4th through the 6th. See and save on the newest boats, guns, ATVs, fish houses, pontoon boats, dock systems, and more. Visit with resort guides and outfitters to plan your next trip. Attend a seminar to learn how to harvest more fish and game. Plus, win a guided fishing trip on Lake of the Woods, courtesy of the outfitters. Details at BemidjiSportsShow.com. The Bemidji Outdoor Sports Show, sponsored by Bemidji Sports Center and Resort Marine, February 4th through the 6th at the Sanford Center in Bemidji.
Bemidji State men's and women's basketball teams putting their games on ice January 9th and 10th. Join the Beavers as they host Minnesota Duluth and St. Cloud State for a special four-game NSIC weekend of hoops at the Sanford Center. Tickets for the special event begin at $10 for adults, $5 for youth, reserved courtside seats just $15. Or better yet, get a seat in a suite for just $20 per day. Get your tickets at the Sanford Center box office today and join BSU basketball at the Sanford Center January 9th and 10th.
Welcome back to our coverage of the Headwaters bracket of our Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. Kelly Schultz with you here online, paulbunyanhockey.com. We had a chance to visit a week and a half ago with John Carlson and Neil Huey of the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament and visit about, well, the history of this tournament. We will let you listen to our conversation from Sports in the Round, from the Ground Round, two Wednesdays ago with Schultz, Biss, myself, and, of course, John and Neil from the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament.
Sports in the Round from the Ground Round here on the Beaver Radio Network. Schultz, Biss, and Kel, one final time for 2015. I picked the wrong time to bite into that last bite of jalapeno.
Wow.
Way to go, Schultzy.
They've had a new burger on their menu since that menu came out, and I just noticed it.
Well, you convinced me. I got the exact same thing as you did.
Minus the guacamole.
No, I had the pepper jack cheese.
Well, minus
and
a few items, yes. I'm getting the jalapenos.
Yeah, that was good. How come I haven't known about that before?
Well, we just found out they had tater tots after 15 years, so.
Well, you got a point there. Gabe made cookies.
Really?
Bartender Gabe.
Yeah, there's cookies here.
Sweet.
Because
you don't get enough of this at the holidays. I don't know about you, but I mean,
holy
cow.
I had two chocolate-covered little pretzel rounds the last 2 days. It's all the sweets that I've eaten. I've done well.
Good for you.
Schultz is the only one who's eaten that few of things at the radio station.
Done well.
Tis the season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As is custom here on Sports in the Round, the final show of the year is devoted to the Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament. John Carlson, Neil Huey, our guests, as always tonight. Guys, welcome back. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Schultz. We love having you. I mean, we love having us.
There you go. Neil, welcome.
Hi, Brian.
Year number what since it returned?
11.
Took a hiatus right before Y2K. You brought it back. It's been going strong ever since. Are you surprised at the longevity of this?
No, I don't think so. And I think part of that is because, you know, when we set this back up, Neil was instrumental in making sure that we did this the right way. And so any team that wants to have five guaranteed games on a tournament weekend, there's very few places you can go to get that. And so I think that's a real popular thing for coaches, for sure.
Well, and you have how many teams? 16 teams total.
Right.
And quite a few come back year after year, although you try to, you know, mix it up so that obviously there's new teams that get the opportunity, too. How many are traditional teams other than, obviously, Bemidji?
Well, we've got a few that are back. We've got Fargo teams are back again this year. Last year we had one team from Bismarck. This year we have two.
Wow.
We have a team from Minot, so we have five teams from North Dakota.
So that's all the Pee-wees from North Dakota. Oh, sorry. Did I say that out loud?
you know, Andover has been here before. Calumet, Michigan, they've been here before. Wyzetta's new this year. Eagan's been here before. Hermantown's been here many times before. That rounds out St. Cloud, and St. Cloud was the winner last year.
Oh, so they're returning champs.
Returning champs this year, yeah.
Nice.
Well, you don't see teams repeat very often, I would imagine, because obviously at this age they're moving up levels and the teams are changing every year. Have there been many repeat winners of the tournament?
Neil, what do you think?
Any?
I think Grand Forks was a repeat winner a few years back.
I printed out the history somewhere in there, Biff.
But that's about it, though, huh?
Eight, so, six or so, eight, five.
Crookston had a couple good years. Did they repeat once?
No.
No? Okay.
I don't think so.
But like you said, the draw is that each team is guaranteed five games because normally if it's a Pee Wee hockey tournament over a weekend, now this happens to always fall kind of around the New Year's, but which gives you a little bit more leeway, I think, for time frame for the kids. But if it was on a normal weekend, you'd maybe get two, three games in a an elimination type tournament.
Well, a lot of tournaments have gone to four games guaranteed now because three games you're not going to get the teams there that you want. Mm. The reason we do it over the holidays is because we want to get teams from farther away. Right. It gives them more travel time.
And plus the five games,
plus
obviously.
Five games,
if they're coming that far, one, you want to be have time to get here, obviously,
right,
without having to miss school and work that much. And then want to make it worth their while they're here. So is it five games over 4 days? Do they play a couple of games over three, huh? So
three.
They'll play two games in a day. Couple of times.
So we start noon on Friday, pool play, and they play two games on Friday, and then they play one game. Everybody plays one game Saturday morning, and then by the time we get to the spaghetti feed and the skills challenge, then we know which bracket everybody goes into.
And so after the pool play, you get two more games based on that, and that is win or lose, right? And you move on in the bracket, so to speak. So there'll be four teams in each division. And if you win, you move on to the championship part of that division. If you lose, you go to the consolation part.
Correct. And all the championship games will be at the Sanford Center on Sunday.
Cool.
And all the consolations are at the BCA.
Well, and I think the other draw to this tournament is all the stuff that goes into it, the extracurricular activities. You mentioned the spaghetti feed. There's the root beer ice cream social, correct, still?
Yep.
And each team, I mean, the treatment of the teams is amazing just to see what the teams get out of the tournament, not just on the ice, but just the experience, the people here in Bemidji obviously opening up their arms to these kids and their families to come here. Obviously, it's good for Bemidji itself.
Well, and I think traditionally this weekend was at least it used to be. I'm not sure if it is anymore, but it used to be a slow weekend for tourism. In the area, and so this is a big help for the retail establishments, for the hotels, restaurants, to bring, about 1,000 people into town on that weekend, what normally is hit or miss, an okay or maybe not an okay weekend. Cool. And with all the extra hotels that we have in town now, it's really helpful.
Well, you should expand to 32 teams then.
If we had the ice,
you should see. If only this was a visual thing instead, because Neil's face just turned to a grimace when you said that, Chelsea.
Hitting,
you know, it wasn't that long ago where you couldn't get hotel rooms for all the players, correct? I mean, because
we had them staying in Black Duck and at the Bingo Palace. That just happened to be a weekend when maybe there was a curling event going on or a wrestling event. But Kelly, you are talking about some of the things that we do, and I don't know how many, Neil, you'd have to answer this, how many places you go that have a managers and a coaches party the night before the tournament where they get the coaches and managers come in and enjoy some adult refreshments, and we have appetizers from Buffalo Wild Wings bringing in this year, and then we move on to the parade of teams the next morning with the opening ceremonies, and a lot of pageantry. Every team gets a beautiful banner that they get to take home with them. Just a lot of little extra things.
I'm glad you haven't asked Kel to make those in a while.
She did a great job for how many, two, 3 years you did those, Kel?
2 years.
Yeah.
And
I don't care how good of a job she did. I'm glad you didn't ask her anymore.
You have all sorts of room for it now, though.
True. Except I'm working on 6 bridesmaids' dresses and 2 flower girl dresses for a July wedding. So, no, I wouldn't have been able to squeeze you in.
Wow.
Busy girl. Plus my hockey.
So you have your own sewing room, Kelly?
I sure do.
Wow. Looking back at the history, Grand Forks, North Dakota in 06 and 07. Don't know if it was the same Grand Forks team. But Grand Forks, the city, won 2 years in a row. Nobody else has had it.
Wow.
With me.
And the tournament dates back to the 80s, right, when it initially started? Yeah. 1988,
yep. The Los Angeles Junior Kings were the first winners, 1988.
Which NHLer was
Richard
on
Park.
That team? Richard Park, yeah.
Richard Park, right.
Well, that's the other thing. All the players that have come through, how many have made it into the NHL is pretty phenomenal, including Motzko, the local.
Correct. Yep.
Biss's favorite year, 1994.
Oh, yeah. I knew this was going to come up today, too.
You didn't practice, did you?
I've got it down. I know those two teams. Not the names of the players, because I didn't have that down from the drop of the puck, but...
Go to it, Biss.
Nizhny Novgorod played Magnitogorsk.
Good work.
In 1994, as luck would have it. You score a Russian team to come to the tournament. That's a big deal. But you have to get two, and then they end up through all this. The final two teams standing in the winner's bracket, really? That was my reaction, really? After all of that, it's the two Russian teams?
You broadcast that game?
I broadcast that game from the John Glass Fieldhouse.
That's awesome.
Attaboy, Biss.
A lot of Kristovs and Shevskis and...
12 passes to 7.
Yeah. There was a lot of numbers. Nizhny Novgorod dumps it in. Magnitogorsk goes and gets it.
And you
talk about broadcasting. No, you know, courtesy of RP Broadcasting, we have this live web streaming. And I don't know, Neil, do you go to any Pee Wee tournaments where they actually stream the games over the internet?
No.
I mean, anyone anywhere around the world can listen to all four of the championship games on Sunday.
And I've got those games this year because Schultze will be in Alaska with BSU men's hockey, and my BSU women's hockey team is off that weekend, so...
Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm
Trust
excited.
Me, I'd rather be at the Sanford Center than in Alaska all day.
No Russian teams this year, though, for you, Kelly.
Thankfully, thankfully.
It is back to an international tournament, mm-hmm. though. We've got Fort Francis, Ontario. It's an all-star team. Correct me if I'm wrong. There were no Canadian teams last year.
That is correct.
That has always been one of the focuses of it. That's why international is in the title of it. I know in talking to you a number of years ago that jet fuel and airplane prices just flat out prohibit anybody from Russia coming over here anymore.
We had a team
that's still the case?
We had a team from Finland that was on their way here.
For this year?
No, that was a couple years ago when all of a sudden the fuel prices spiked and we didn't end up with that team. But that would have been, that's the last really out there international team we almost had.
Bummer.
Well, it's a challenge. Cool. I mean, cost and the travel, obviously, the time that it takes for them to get here, the further away they are. So I'm sure that's a challenge. But Canadian teams, though, obviously, there's quite a few hockey teams north of the border, so there's always opportunity there.
Well, Neil, you know, they've changed.
They do things a little differently up there with how they split their teams. And it's hard when they come down for an A tournament or a double A tournament for them to figure out which team they should send.
Oh.
So a lot of years they're either way better than everybody else or they're way worse than everybody else. So they just kind of, it's hard to get them.
Why, they try to group their players more by
age.
Oh, okay. So not
as opposed to
skill.
Talent.
Yeah, okay.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
A special thank you again to John Carlson and Neil Huey for joining us a couple Wednesdays ago. Sports in the Round from the Ground Round here on the Beaver Radio Network, on the Beaver Radio Network normally. Kelly Schultz with you here. Period number 3 of our Headwaters Championship about to get started. Both teams have taken back to the ice. As Bismarck leads 2-0 here after 2 periods of play. And again, Bismarck will be skating from my left to right to start this third period. Far goes Dylan Tostenson, clears it ahead. Owen Bart's out at center. Top of the left circle is Baron Stibe. cleared out by Bismarck and carried up the ice by Ethan Brown. Brown, right wing side, sends it to the back wall. Overskated by his teammate and fired out to neutral ice by Fargo. Fargo will collect it inside their own zone. Lars Hager out to center. That one was intercepted there by Bismarck. Carried into the offensive zone by Crew Walker. Walker tries to backhand that one. Lost an edge and went down in a heap at the back wall. They resurfaced the ice between every two periods of hockey, unlike high school or college hockey, where they resurface after each period. Guessing these younger players don't make quite the divots in the ice like the older players who stop and start and take off with a different momentum. At the back wall, Fargo. Baron Stibbe. Centering pass out in front. Flipped high. Oh, just about past Hendrickson. That one went right up the slot off the stick of Dane Sterlingson. Bismarck will clear it. Nice pass. Nice defensive play, however, as Crew Walker was coming into the offensive zone. Fargo came up with a big play there. By Stibbe. Dawson Shirley with the puck in on the right wing side of the offensive zone for Bismarck. Centering pass interrupted. Sterlingson got his stick on it and got it away from, I believe it was Mason Meyer. Another stop there by Fargo. Shot fired. That one's going to be kept in, though, by Kiefer Long. To the back wall. Intercepted. Sterlingson to Richards. Now into the offensive zone. Tostenson unable to hang on. Fargo will get it right back in the offensive zone. Richards battling at the blue line. Bartz comes in to help. Puck is sent all the way up the ice. Picked up by Hager of the Freeze. Now Weisgram over to the far corner. Tostenson battling with a couple of Capitals. Still battling. His scrum in the corner. Finally broken free by Bartz. Bartz's pass, just a little too far for Richards. It's fired right back into the offensive zone by Kiefer Long of the Capitals. Nice Graham tried to clear. Finally ends up on the stick of Sam Supas. Supas drives that one toward the net. Hendrickson not able to hang on. Finally gets the whistle in his favor, however. 12:42 to play here in period number 3, 2-0. Bismarck leading here in the first game of our Sunday. Some of the pros that have played and names you might be familiar with. Joe Motzko, a Bemidji native. And as I look down, the Fargo Freeze finally get on the scoreboard. They're going to credit that one to Easton Rarick. Nice job by Fargo. Makes it an interesting game. 2-1 our score. Get you the official call from our PA announcer today.
With 12:34 remaining in the third period, Fargo Black goal scored by number 23, Easton Rarick. Assisted by number 6, Liam Steidel. And number 17, Sam Supas. Rarick from Steidel and Supas.
It's So Bismarck now leads by a goal, 2-1. Fargo with the goal, Rarick, Steidl, and Supas with the point. 12:34, the time of the goal. A scoreless second period. Now finally a Fargo goal makes things interesting. Here comes Bismarck back the other way. The shot and the goal. That one goes past Hendricks. And Bismarck answers a blast right up the slot. Jackson Hoffman, I believe, will get credit for it. Or it was Colton Birch, one of the two. I know Fargo went off for a change.
At the 11:41 mark, Bismarck goal scored by number 7, Jackson Hoffman. Assisted by number 10, Colton Birch. Hoffman from Birch.
Fargo trying to answer. Shot blasted high by Balvich. Balvich gets the puck back, centers that one. Shot blasted, just missing wide. What a play there by Stibbe. Popped out to center by the Capitals. Fargo tries to send it back into the offensive zone. Balvich with it at the blue line. Fires one. Pad save made by Hendrickson. Grothman fires that one toward the net, and it'll be covered up again by Hendrickson. 3-1 Bismarck. They had a 2-0 lead coming into the third period. Fargo would make it interesting. Rarick with the first goal by Fargo, but Bismarck would answer back. A blast by Hoffman made it 3-1. 10:35 to play here in our third. Bismarck with a 2-goal lead. Fargo inside the offensive zone. Shot blasted toward the net. And a 2-on-1. Actually, check that. 1-on-2. Nice wheels by Brendan Richards. He's fast. He caught up. It could have been a 3-on-1 for Bismarck. Instead, it was Nolan Boyd as Richards caught up to the last skater. Back inside the offensive zone for Bismarck. Shot fired, blocked partially as Kiefer Long wound up and fired that one. Sent to the far corner. Battle for the puck. Bartz will come away with it. They'll send it ahead out to center ice. Intercepted and sent right back the other way by Long. To the far corner, Sturluxen. Now Bartz with it. Bismarck went off for a change. Flipped out to neutral ice. Backhanded shot by Birch. Was stopped, and here up the ice comes Liam Steidl. Steidl winds up and sends that one to the back wall. Picked up by Caleb Moore of the Capitals. He'll play it aside. Stiefel. I'll get that one right yet. Ahead to Birch. Out to center ice. Birch picks up the puck at the Beaver logo. Fires it into the offensive zone. It's intercepted by Tyler Weisgram. Weisgram lost the puck briefly. Crew Walker tried to send that one in to the net. Fanned on by Birch. 8:17 to play here in the third. 3-1. Bismarck leading Fargo in the Headwaters Bracket Championship game. Three more games after this one to be played today, including the championship of the tournament at 2:30 this afternoon between Bemidji, the host team, and last year's reigning champ, St. Cloud. Nice play out at center ice by Volvich. Fired into the offensive zone, but picked up by Stiefel. Stiefel turns, battling with two Fargo Frees. Frees will come away with the puck. Back to the blue line, Hager. Hager winds up and fires. Oh, nearly tipped in, a goal! What a play by Fargo. Far side of the doorstep, Baron Stibbe puts away the rebound. That's a one-goal game yet again. Bismarck now leads 3-2. Fargo with a goal. Get you the official scoring here.
With 7:28 remaining in the third period, Fargo Black goal scored by number 16, Baron Stibbe. Assisted by number 14, Lars Hager. And number 4, Ryan Grothman. Stibbe from Hager and Grothman.
A 3-2 game as Fargo battles from behind. Now they just got to keep Bismarck at bay, and here comes Bismarck back the other way. High blast there. Came from the top of the far circle. Puck is going to sail out of play, I believe. We'll get a face-off just outside of the Fargo blue line. Samardzic faces off against Bartz. Samardzic and won the draw. Carried into the offensive zone by Roston. Kept in play at the blue line. Shot blasted to the far side by Crew Walker. Another shot comes in on net. That was saved by Robison. And now here come the Frees up the ice. Tostenson with Richards. And offsides will be the call. So Richardson was about half a stride ahead of his line mate, Tostenson. Face off just outside of Capitals territory. Earthman won the draw, sent it into the offensive zone. It was intercepted and suddenly quickly sent out. And up the ice, here comes Birch. Near corner, centering pass out in front. Nice big play there defensively by Baron Stibbe. Even though he's a forward, he was hanging out in front of his goalie and gave him a little help. Back into Fargo territory. Another nice block by Volvich. Volvich will come away with the puck, send it ahead on the near half wall, carry it out to center by Hager. In over the blue line. Stibbe gets bumped off the play into the far corner. Poked free by Birch. Kept in play, fired toward the net by Grothman, and it'll be held onto by Hendrickson. 5:30 to play here in the third. 3-2 Bismarck leading Fargo in the Headwaters bracket championship game. Face off right circle of Capitals territory. Steidel won the draw. Sent it to the back wall. Steidel will come up with it. Poke free. Collected, however, by Hoffman of the Capitals. And Meyer couldn't get very far. Fargo drove it right back to the back wall behind the net of Hendrickson. Out at center, Shirley. He'll carry it in. Left circle. Shot fired. It was partially blocked. Bouncing puck went wide. Far corner. Kept in at the blue line by Moore. Sent to the near corner. Slid right through the crease by Hoffman. Capitals trying to get back that two-goal lead. They lead by one. Another big shot. Another big save there by Robinson. He came up huge as Hoffman wound up and got two rebounds on him quickly. Fargo goes off for a change. He'll come up with the puck. Have to wait till they get back onside. They'll play it around a couple of players there out at neutral ice. Misplayed back into their own zone. Picked up now by Lars Hager. Richards fires it back into his own zone again. And offsides will be called as Quinn Roston came in offside. Bartz wins the draw. Sent backwards by Fargo. They'll send it out to neutral ice. Nice play there by Richards. That one's going to get past him, however, and Long will come up with it. Interrupted there by Fargo. Nice play defensively by Hager. Got in the way of Bismarck. 3:18 left to play in the hockey game. Fargo down by a goal. Bismarck with the puck inside the offensive zone. Nice big stick save made by Robinson. Another shot, pad save made. Fargo comes away with it. They'll fire it out to center. Here comes Richards. Richards in over the blue line. Over to the near wall. Shot fired just wide. Chased down by Tostenson. 2:40 to play here in the hockey game. Centering pass. Oh, boy. Turning and firing was Bartzin. Just fans on it. Picked up now by Volvich. Sent back to the blue line. To Hager. And up the ice with an empty net, Ethan Brown. Brown tries to shoot. Nice play there by the Fargo Freeze with an empty net. They're trying to find the equalizer here and somehow kept Brown from scoring on the empty net. He shot too late and was blocked there by a couple of Fargo Freeze players. Centering pass out in front. Volvich winds up blocked. Kept in briefly. Puck's going to sail all the way up the ice. And icing will be called. We'll get a face-off inside of Capitals territory. Six skaters on the ice for Fargo as they look for the equalizer. Down 3-2 to Bismarck. The Bismarck White Capitals trying to keep the lead. Face-off left circle. Bismarck had won the draw. It's collected by Stiefel. Doggone it. I get that name wrong again. Crew Walker tries to clear. Kept in. Volvich with a shot. Stopped there by Hendrickson over to the far wall. Shot again by Sturlugson. Another shot. Puck went up and into the blocker of the goaltender, Hendrickson. That was a huge shot there from the near side. Get some fresh skaters out there for the Fargo Freeze. Face off, Bartz. Not able to win the draw, however. Wisegram, 1:12 left to play here in the hockey game. Fargo down by a goal with an empty net. And it's a foot race to the puck. Collecting it with Sturlugson for Fargo. Fired out to neutral ice. Tapped aside. Nice work there by Fargo to get it back into the offensive zone. 45 seconds left. Good offensive work. Richards winds up and fires that one toward the net. It was blocked there by Stiefel. Big collision as Birch laid out Richards. Shot right through the crease, and here comes the Capitals with the empty net and a goal. With 19.2 seconds left, a great effort by Fargo Freeze, but unfortunately the empty net goal will put Bismarck back up. We'll get the official word.
With 19 seconds remaining, Bismarck Capitals goal scored by number 10, Colton Birch, unassisted.
Birch unassisted, and that looks like it will do it. 4-2. 10 seconds left. Fargo still battling for the puck, trying to keep it out of their zone. And that's going to do it, folks. The Bismarck White Capitals go on to win here today 4-2. We'll run through our scoring real quick. Right after this word from our sponsors today. Thanks to all of our great sponsors of our broadcast, Arctic Spas, Higgins Heating, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Lakes Area Power Sports, otherwise known as Walker Power Equipment, McDonald's, Northwest Tire, Iron Horse Bar, Rogers Two-Way, and of course RP Broadcasting. We'll take a break, come back, we'll get you our scoring summary next right here. Bismarck wins 4-2 over Fargo here in the Headwaters Championship Bracket.
Here at Arctic Spas of Bemidji, we're reminded to say thank you. Thank you to everyone who's been a customer, partner, neighbor, and friend. It's no exaggeration to say we depend on you for our success. So it's our pledge and desire to provide the best service and products with sincere warmth and courtesy all year long. That's our New Year's resolution, to keep doing our best just for you. Happy holidays from Arctic Spas of Bemidji.
Bismarck, congratulations on a good game. When your name's called, come forward and get your medal. Number 2, Crew Walker. Number 4, Caleb Moore. Number 5, Kiefer Long. Number 6, Miles Stiefel. Number 7, Jackson Hoffman. Number 10, Colton Birch. Number 11, Mason Mayer. Number 13, Ethan Brown. Number 14, Dawson Shirley. Number 15, Quinn Roston. Number 16, Sean Corsmo. Number 17, Remington Richardson. Number 19, Alex Samardzik. Number 30, Logan Hendrickson. Scored Ashton Mimi. Assistant coaches Dennis Boudreau and Mike Walker, and head coach Andrew Newman. And coach and captains, please come forward and get your plaque.
Again, the winners of the Headwaters bracket, Bismarck White Capitals. Running through our goals today, the Bismarck White Capitals got on the board first at the 6:33 mark of the first period. It was a goal by Alex Samardzik with an assist going to Quinn Roston. They would add to their tally there in the first with a power play goal scored by Crew Walker, assisted by Kiefer Long. Then a little later, the Bismarck White Capitals would lead by a score of 2-0, and Fargo would answer back. A goal scored by Easton Rarick with the assists by Liam Steedle and Sam Supas. That made it a 2-1 hockey game. The goal was answered, however, by the Bismarck Capitals. So at that point, a one-goal game, 2-1 lead for Bismarck. They would add to their tally with a three-goal-to-one-goal third period, and that would be scored by Jackson Hoffman with the assist going to Colton Birch. That, my friends, was the game-winning goal for the Bismarck White Capitals. With about 7:28 left in the third period, the Fargo Black Freeze would then come back and score again to make it another one-goal game. The goal scored by Baron Stibbe, assisted by Lars Hager and Ryan Grothman. That would again make it a one-goal game. But Fargo battled hard. They challenged Bismarck, and with 19.2 seconds left, however, an empty net goal scored by Bismarck would be the clincher. That one, the second point of the day for Colton Birch, his first goal of the game, and he had a two-point game here today. Our final score, 4-2, Bismarck wins this one. Coming up next, we get the next of our games here on the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament, as we will have our Blue Ox Championship in about 5 minutes. Brainerd taking on Fort Frances. Brainerd will be the home team. We'll run through how those two teams did in their earlier brackets. That's coming up next. We'll take a break, come right back here with more on the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament on paulbunyanhockey.com.
The Coca-Cola Bottling Company welcomes everyone to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament and wishes the best to all the teams playing this year. We proudly support our youth hockey program and the Bemidji Youth Hockey Association for all the hard work they do to help young players learn the fundamentals of hockey, promote teamwork, and fair play. We hope that all of our visiting teams have the opportunity to enjoy the area and the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Good luck from everyone at Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Bemidji.
Welcome to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament from all of us at McDonald's. We hope that all of our visiting teams and their families are enjoying the Bemidji area. And we invite you to visit us for breakfast, lunch, or dinner at one of our two convenient locations. We proudly support Bemidji Youth Hockey Association for all their hard work in making the game of hockey fun for our young players and the values of good sportsmanship. Good luck in the tournament from all of us at McDonald's. We're loving it.
Enhance your outdoor lifestyle with a great family gift from Lakes Area Power Sports of Walker. Lakes Area is your all-season sports shop specializing in ATVs, side-by-sides, and snowmobiles. Choose from the top brands with cutting-edge technology and the hottest new styles. Find the recreational vehicle made for you at a great price. Lakes Area also sells all your parts and accessories with a fully certified service department. Find your new recreational vehicle at Lakes Area Power Sports, 1.5 miles north of Walker on 371.
Bemidji State men's and women's basketball teams putting their games on ice January 9th and 10th. Join the Beavers as they host Minnesota Duluth and St. Cloud State for a special four-game NSIC weekend of hoops at the Sanford Center. Tickets for the special event begin at $10 for adults, $5 for youth, reserved courtside seats just $15. Or better yet, get a seat in a suite for just $20 per day. Get your tickets at the Sanford Center box office today and join BSU basketball at the Sanford Center January 9th and 10th.
Are you ready for winter driving? The snow and ice? Choose the right tires. Nokian Tires from Northwest Tire. Nokian Tires have multi-tread design for stability, making them the world's best winter tire. Nokian Tires, perfect for all weather conditions. Plus, now save $10 on batteries in the service department or get other service coupons at nwtire.com. Nokian Tires and Northwest Tire, where safety begins. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Northwest Tire.
Northern Minnesota's largest bridal event,
is the 2016 Bridal Expo, coming Sunday, January 24th, noon to 4 at the Sanford Center. Over 100 brides will attend the show to plan their special day. If you would like a booth at the 2016 Bridal Expo, call 218-751-7777. That's 218-751-7777 to reserve your booth for the 2016 Bridal Expo, Sunday, January 24th, noon to 4 at the Sanford Center.
No one should ever drink and drive, but your friends at Iron Horse Bar and Grill know the holidays can bring temptation. That's why they are urging everyone to be safe. If you are going to drink at that Christmas or New Year's party, then don't get behind the wheel. Employ a designated driver, call a taxi, or get a ride from someone who's sober. And if you're sober, be a friend and take the keys. We want everyone to be merry and safe for the holidays. A sober wish from the cheerful hearts at Iron Horse Bar and Grill.
Getting into your car in the summer heat or dead of winter can be unbearable. Why not get into a comfortable vehicle today with an AstroStart remote car starter from Rogers Two-Way Radio in Bemidji? Start your car from up to a half mile away, unlock doors and trunks, and with a smartphone, track your car's location and run your AstroStart from anywhere. But don't trust anyone to put in your remote. Trust the trained technicians at Rogers Two-Way Radio. Learn more or schedule an appointment. Call Rogers Two-Way Radio today at 751-3077. Corner.